Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. After the sudden collapse of three buildings in the middle of Marseille on Monday, which killed three people, the city's mayor, Jean-Claude Gaudin, has spoken of the concern of local residents in the aftermath of the disaster. For the time being, search efforts have been suspended, while the two buildings either side of those which collapsed are also demolished in order to secure the area. While a formal investigation is already underway, the local government is under strong criticism for what is seen as its sluggish reaction to preventing the same happening to other condemned buildings in the city. The economy minister, Bruno Le Maire, has been visiting the steel plant Ascoval this morning in Le Nord. The factory is threatened with closure and a rescue plan was put on hold by an industrial court yesterday. The 281 employees will have to wait until December the 12th to learn whether their jobs are safe as takeover negotiations continue. Le Maire gave his assurances that we'll get there. President Macron is visiting Maubeuge this morning, a town close to the Belgian border, which was besieged by the German army during the First World War. His tour of the region to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the armistice will then move to Notre-Dame-de-Lorette in the Pas-de-Calais, where the world's largest French military cemetery is located. Government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux has confirmed that Macron will not pay tribute to Marshal Philippe Pétain as part of the armistice commemorations. Pétain was seen as a hero for his military contributions during the First World War, but was then condemned to life imprisonment for collaborating with Nazi Germany during World War II. America is waking up to yet another mass shooting, this time in Ventura County in California. Reports so far suggest that 12 people were killed, including a police officer. Several others have been injured at the bar, which is known to be popular with students. The gunman was also found dead at the scene. The young Malian man, whose heroic actions saved the life of a 4-year-old boy who was hanging from a balcony in Paris, has now received full French citizenship. Mamoudou Gassama can now enjoy life in France with a new job in the Paris Fire Department as of this coming January. And finally to football news. Moving away from the Champions League to the Europa League, which tonight sees Bordeaux take on St. Petersburg, Marseille against Lazio, and Rennes facing Kiev. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.